This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Tell you guys up until 2. We're on the program. Want to let you guys know we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. All you got to do is log in or register for an account on the Odyssey app. You listen to WQM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd, 2025. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. Get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Our guy David Dwork, boots on the ground in Boston.
Okay.
He is saying that Brady Tkachuk, according to Coach Sullivan, is going to play. He was sick today. That is why he missed practice. Matthew Tkachuk was out there. An update on Quinn Hughes, captain of the Vancouver Canucks, who was going to come in as a replacement for Charlie McAvoy. Not currently on his way to Boston. They're working on that. But that is, that's a haul that we would have to get there. And then I think it's only like an injury replacement or whatnot. So that's that. Matthew Tkachuk told everybody, quote, he's ready to go. And Brady Tkachuk, then there was also a little bit of banter back and forth. What it said from Brandon Hagel when asked about the need to initiate physical stuff against a banged up Team USA, quote, I think we're out there playing for the flag, not the cameras. That's part of Canada, is that we have in there. We don't need to initiate anything. We don't have any group chats going on. We're out there playing our game, giving everything to do we can for our country. We don't need to initiate everything. We just need to go out there and play as hard as we can and for the flag on that chest. Matthew Tkachuk responded to this with a smile and said, quote, maybe their team doesn't like each other very much.
That's great.
This guy is amazing.
He's a menace, dude.
He's just like, huh. No group chats, eh? Really?
Trouble in paradise.
What, do you guys hate each other? Sounds like I like Reinhardt more than you do.
Well.
He's such a menace, dude. He's a weasel.
He can't help it either.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Can I help it?
Other headlines that we got to get to tonight: NBA back in action. Lakers hosting the Hornets. This is a rescheduled game from January. Remember, we had all the fires and whatnot in LA.
So, could that be why he didn't play in the All-Star game?
LeBron?
Getting ready for real basketball?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He is questionable, so we'll find out if he plays tonight.
All right.
If he doesn't play, then yeah, maybe it seems more legit than it was. I don't know.
I mean, but to sit here and question it before we know is kind of crazy.
I don't know. I don't think it's like people were questioning. I think here's the thing, Leroy. I don't think people were mad at LeBron for the fact that you're injured. Like, if you're injured, you're injured. But, like, the fact that, wait, this just popped up and you couldn't have said anything to get somebody a roster spot, I think is what people were annoyed with him. But, you know.
I got you.
That's what it is for that. Udonis Haslam, he was doing work on ESPN yesterday. And he said that Kevin Durant, he's gone in the summer.
No kidding. No kidding.
He says he's out. Rats off a ship.
It ain't even book. It's that Bradley Beal.
Yep. Yep, sure is. So you think they're going to...
Remember you wanted him.
I did want Bradley Beal. I wanted Bradley Beal a couple of years ago when he was cooking for Washington. The Heat.
Yeah, but that was considered looter and a riot.
It
was.
He was on some good playoff teams too. Like he had some good series against Boston for the Washington Wizards, you know, and then like, you know, he had John Wall's Achilles blow up. So I don't think Bradley Beal was a straight looter and a riot. I do think the guy is a good player. Is he $256 million with a no trade clause good? Like, no.
To Washington, he was.
Well, that was the whole point. He's like, I'm not leaving. This guy, I got to say, that agent is, go hire that guy. Because he's like, here's what we're going to do. All right. We're not going to ask out at all. We're going to get he said, Brad, we got this new thing called the Supermax. You just got the scoring record. Okay. You know, you're going to sit there. We're going to not make a stink. Okay, this is going to be anti-sick. You're going to use perfume. Don't care who they put around you. Kuzma, Westbrook, doesn't matter. We're going to get that $250 million with a no-trade clause. He goes, a no-trade clause? A no-trade clause. And then if they want to get rid of us, we'll go. You know, we'll pick our team because we had a no-trade clause. Did a masterful job.
This is so strange to me. I'm looking at the no-trade clause because that's very famous. Bradley Beal, LeBron, the NFL too for comparisons because we found out Trevor Lawrence, strangely enough, has one as well. You know, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins.
Derek Carr has a no-trade clause?
Derek Carr
has a no-trade clause?
What are we even doing?
Well, when you have these teams that desperately need a quarterback, they don't care.
I saw the Jets are looking at Justin Fields.
That's good.
Is it? See it?
Yeah, good for a Dolphins fan.
I could see it. Like, I mean, it would be kind of like an in-between. You know what I mean? You can get Justin Fields, hope for the best, while at the same time, you know, if it doesn't work out, you got some room. You haven't given a guy a big, giant contract.
And speaking of New York football, Floyd Mayweather is reportedly interested in buying a piece of the New York Giants.
Wow.
He is him and his partners are trying to raise about $700 million for a 10% stake in the Giants, what? According to TMZ.
For a 10% stake? So that means that team's worth $7 billion?
Why not go buy a hockey team?
Not flashy enough.
Why not go buy a hockey team, though? If you're like, would you really like, you want to, I get it.
I don't understand the Giants, though. Like, why not get on the ground floor of anything Vegas related? Isn't he like.
He is, well, I don't know. Maybe they're not for sale.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Basketball?
Well, Tom Brady has that piece. Isn't Tom Brady the minority guy?
Or something in basketball?
Yeah. I got to figure.
He's always in games.
I don't know. I don't feel, I mean, that's a strange one to me. That's random as hell. Anyway, take a break. 15 minutes of heat. A potential orca speaks on his situation. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Heat back in action on Friday against the Toronto Raptors. I will be filling in on pregame that day. So you'll hear me on preheat. 7:30 start, Marcos? Is that a 7:30, 8:30? You should probably know when I'm going to go on the air.
You should probably, I mean, you're the one.
Probably know when I'm going to go on the air.
And sometimes I just say numbers because you come to me with questions. But
7:30.
7:30.
6:15 preheat. Yes, I will get you going. Myself, course. Tommy Tighe, and Jason Jackson calling it from the six. What is that thing that Drake calls it? Is that what it is? The six?
It is the six, my
the
friend.
The six.
And he's
the
six god. That's what he calls himself.
That's what he calls himself?
Six.
No wonder he lost.
You know, you're aggressive.
I tell you, one guy, is that Jakob Poeltl playing again? I hate when
Ooh,
he plays.
Geez.
Hopefully not.
He is annoying. He is annoying when he play Jakob Poeltl. Oh, my goodness. I mean, he is a pain.
Is there anybody
butt.
Who gets intangibled more than the Heat?
Anybody get intangible more than the Heat? I don't know. Hard to say. Everyone's getting them right now. It doesn't matter if intangibles, non-intangibles. Everyone's giving it to them right now. But I will say, look, I think one of these things, if I'm going to be an optimistic Heat fan right now, Leroy, we did hit the break at the right time. I feel like Kalel looked like he hit a little bit of a wall. A lot of basketball for the first time in his life.
To be honest with you, he should have hit that wall sooner because he should have played sooner.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Like, these are all hurdles we're going through now that Kalel would have been better off going through 2 months ago.
Jerry says, don't say anything, Tobin. You trashed Vucevic before the break and he went off. I'm not saying anything. Just saying, Jakob Pertl. I mean,
anytime you trash anyone, really.
I wasn't trashing him, though, J-Fig. I'm very worried about Jakob Pertl. It's very annoying. He very much annoys the Heat. And Bam. But I want to see, you know, that's the one thing I've been enjoying. Bam, Kalel, throw him out there, dude.
Right.
Keep doing it. And then don't be afraid to sprinkle some Jovic in there as well. All right, let's not get crazy here. I'm fine with Davion Mitchell starting. I'm hopeful that Andrew Wiggins finds his footing a little bit more. You know, that was a very weird situation he was kind of thrown into. You know, Jimmy Butler, the one thing I'll say, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler got to prepare this whole time. Like, oh, I know I'm going to be somewhere new. Andrew Wiggins is like, I just had a kid. I thought he was going to the Suns. You know, Steve Kerr fake cried. He's like, we'll never trade you, Andrew.
Oh, my goodness. So are you the only one? Are you the only one that can determine whether somebody's real emotions or fake emotions?
That's right.
Right. Okay.
I'm a very emotional person. Very in tune with my emotions.
Really?
I am. Oh. Another person in tune with his emotions, Kevin Durant. So KD did a sit down with Malika Andrews of ESPN, and he was asked about the whole Warriors not wanting to go back there situation. And Steve Kerr had said, well, I can understand he took a lot of bleep for coming to the Warriors. He didn't want to go through that again. Kevin Durant, he debunks that. He says that wasn't the reason I didn't want to get traded. Here was KD on ESPN.
That's not the reason why I didn't want to come back. I just didn't want to get traded midway through the season. It was nothing against my time with the Warriors, or I heard because I don't like Draymond. At the end of the day, I just didn't want to move, and I wanted to see it through with my team in Phoenix and see what we could do the rest of the season. So I'm glad I'm still there.
Minus one.
Are
you basically saying he's lying too?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Is there anybody telling the truth?
Jovic, dude. Jovic always tells the truth. He never lies to us. He never lies. Not a shot.
All right.
Then this was him on the potential of this upcoming summer and the drama that they may be with his future. Here's what he had to say to that.
How does the second half of the season shape your outlook for even beyond this year? Moving midseason is one thing. Moving in the summer is maybe something else.
You got to ask front office about that. I mean, I never planned on leaving, moving Phoenix, you know, getting traded. I didn't ask for a trade from Phoenix. But obviously, when you pay so much for a team and we're not playing up to our expectation, and somebody has to go, you know, so... You know, you probably should check in with those guys in the front office throughout the rest of the season and see how they feel about the team. I know that I'm going to keep trying to bring my best every single day, and I let the higher-ups focus on what's next.
Oof. Yeah, he's gone, dude. That, I mean, if you want to talk, if rats off a ship could be a sound, it would sound like that. Which, to be fair, they were rats off a ship first.
Who, the...
The Suns.
The Suns, correct, correct.
They were rats off a ship first, so I don't know. But it's that to me was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy, yep. From that standpoint. I don't know, man. What do you think? You think he's out of there? UD thinks he's gone.
Yes, absolutely. He's the only one that could be traded.
Right. They could trade Devin Booker. They just won't, right?
Right.
Unless Devin Booker's just like, see ya. I'm out of here, dude.
I think it has nothing to do with that. It has more to do with, like, everybody's looking at Bradley Beal and, like, he's the one that has a no-trade clause.
It's such a funny thing. But honestly, again, everybody should look at his agent and be like, that's a good agent. Like, what?
But here, can you be a good agent when you're dealing with a poor organization?
I think that's when the best agents foist a bad organization, do they not?
I guess.
I saw that SGA cut his agent out. He said, yep. Which...
Basketball players don't really need an agent.
You really don't need an... Yeah, you probably don't, right?
Why would you give somebody however many percent for, like, yeah, I'll take the max? And you paying him for that? Now, it's the other stuff. You know what I mean?
SGA is like, are you going to give me $300 million? Or are you not going to give me $300
million? Yeah. <That's>
right.
Pretty simple.
He goes, all right, well, I guess we got to give him the $300 million. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Negotiator.
Boom.
Boom. Finished. Max?
That's easy, no Max. Right? I would fire my agent, too.
Do you think the agent is thinking to himself, he's like, oh, he's on to us. He's on to us. Stop. How did he know that? How did he know to pull that? He goes, wait, SGA. I got New Balance on the line.
That's how it was every time I was, when I lived with my mom.
Wait, he doesn't have New Balance, does he?
I don't know who SGA? He has. Who does he have? Converse, I think. He has Converse.
Converse?
I think he brought back Converse.
Wow. Which is also Nike.
Is it Nike? Is that who owns it
Nike
now?
Nike owns Converse. Yeah.
Indeed.
I got in this argument with my daughter the other day. She swears that her generation did Converse. I'm like, are you high as a kite?
What? You know what?
Maybe just stop claiming everything.
Tell her then. You don't know nothing about them Chuck Taylors.
I said, go Google that. Just do it. Do a search. Chuck Taylor. These kids today. I didn't realize why people always...
Hold on. That's just the beginning of the arguments.
This is why I got to hit her with Gen Alpha language, just to drive her nutty.
Did you use mewing yesterday?
Sure did.
Oh, she hated it.
Oh, she was mad.
Oh, no.
Have you guys seen that commercial yet with the old dude and the daughters?
Yeah, it's a Amazon commercial.
That's a flex. Boomer alert.
It's giving jealous. Strange.
Man. Anyway, take a break. We'll mix things up to close things out after this.
Oh, Chuck Taylor from Port Charlotte.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 W. Very good, Leroy. That's the words.
This is from the Sound Machine.
It's
the Sound Machine.
What is that? Is that the name of the album?
Is that like a song?
Pitch Perfect.
A movie? Oh.
Remember they performed it, they did it in Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect, they have this
you're
song.
Very, how many times have you watched Pitch Perfect?
You're probably the only person.
A lot of Pitch Perfect. You talked about Haley Steinfeld yesterday from Pitch Perfect. Hard, like, you know Pitch
You know
Perfect.
I have a daughter, right?
No, don't blame it on her.
Yeah,
dude.
So do I, dude. And I don't recall like how many times I've watched Pitch Perfect.
I watched it a couple times and I don't remember that.
I've watched Trolls like 12 times. I don't remember all the songs from it.
I haven't watched Trolls.
That's not the point, Leroy.
That's not what he's saying. That's
legitimately, could you have not... if you not had the point go over your head anymore?
Interesting.
No, it'd be like, okay, so it's a different movie that I've watched 1,000 times with my daughter. Like,
I asked her at
your
the Super
movie
Bowl.
Is Trolls. Like, it happens.
I asked her at the Super Bowl how often she's seen the movie. She says she's never seen it.
Don't you feel that like you should get a -1 for deflection?
Yeah.
-1.
I'm not deflecting.
Or deflection.
Everybody's kid likes different movies.
Let's get to the mix bag. The mix bag is brought to you by Frog Boys Jazzism Jersey. You buy that from a dead guy?
Yeah, I bought it from a dead franchise.
That's a point.
Appreciate it. It is indeed a relic at this point, but you know, gotta rock it with pride. Gentlemen, we will begin with a concept very familiar in this show, something that you two knuckleheads participate in. That's busting chops, dude.
That's true. Yes. We do like to bust chops.
Bust chops, yeah. Busters.
I would say that this show could just be like, hey, what was the show today? 4 hours of busting chops.
Busting chops, dude. You've heard of Blockbuster? You guys are a bunch of chops busters.
-1.
No one would question it. Also, what?
Immediately lost your grace.
Back at zero for the day. I say that to bring up the next most tumultuous relationship known to man, and that is, of course, between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. I'm not sure these guys are actually friends, if I'm being honest, but then a part of me makes me feel like they are the closest of friends. And I say that because of their competitive spirit, and in this video here, it is on display as Cam Ward accuses Shedeur Sanders of boosting his stats by constantly dumping the ball off. Everyone's favorite QB duo right here.
Consistency, that's where you at.
Five with a hit. So after
they gave you a completion percentage award, but all you did was throw checkdowns and bubble screens.
That's actually crazy. If I did that, my completion percentage would be 90. I throw the ball downfield, you don't.
You ran the ball. You had a run game.
By the way, they are friends.
No, of course.
That's the way you go at your friends.
This is the only conference I'm honestly going to miss when they both get drafted because they're not going to be together.
What if they play against one another?
Oh, there'd be a lot of that in the pregame.
I don't know, man.
But you don't see, if you don't like somebody, you don't go at him like that.
No, for sure. It definitely is a playful.
That's only somebody you like.
That's love. No, that's
like people I don't like, I don't talk to.
Wow.
Excellent.
It is gives me the goosebumps, I'm not gonna lie to you.
So when my daughter says, so and so asked me why you don't never say hi to him. Then she goes, never mind.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Going a little deeper into the mixed bag, we have another person who we've talked about on this show, Mr. Steve Kerr. Apparently, Tobin's biggest fan of Steve Kerr all of a sudden.
He was very nice about Bam Adebayo.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
He was.
Who cares if he was nice
about it? He was nice about it. I liked his words.
Stupid Bam.
I mean, a bit of a phony when it came to Andrew Wiggins. I mean, like, love him, but not as much as Jimmy's free throws.
Okay. Well, here we have Mr. Kerr himself being honest about his situation, saying that he was lucky to be in Steph Curry's life. A little potty mouth, too.
Oh, my God. I'm not so lucky to be a part of your life. Holy you are amazing, Coach.
Way to bring out of
it. Finest human being I've ever met in my life, and I mean that in every way.
Well, listen, he set up with Andrew Wiggins, too.
Watch out. Watch out.
Okay. He is lucky. I mean, well, it's not like just luck, because wasn't he offered the Knicks job, too? Hey, took the right one.
But you got to admit, though, he is one of the luckiest people of all time.
I mean, one could say.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, and Greg Popovich, and, Steph Curry.
Like, come on.
He knows how to pick them. Knows how to pick them, dude.
That's interesting, indeed. You got to imagine Klay Thompson's like, what about me?
Get out of here.
I'll tell you what. I've been watching a little NBA today or whatever. They say when Dallas gets healthy, they're going to be really good.
When they get healthy.
Who said that?
On NBA Today.
I mean, they will when they get healthy, but I don't know when they're going to get healthy.
They got four bigs hurt, and Anthony Davis is 6-8.
Yeah, that's the theory, but the whole point is that they got rid of what they claimed was they got rid of Luka Doncic because they were scared of his durability.
Yeah.
Too fat.
And wait, at least Luka was playing.
I don't know how that guy's going to need a championship ASAP if he's not going to get fired. You know, it's crazy to me. They are pissed in Dallas about this. Pissed, dude.
Yep.
Crazy, man. Crazy. All right, give us one more there, Frog Boy, for the mixed bag today.
All right, I got a statement here from Mr. Rich Paul that kind of freaks me out a little bit. And I'm going to begin checking every room that I get into. Because apparently he says, I know what's going on 99% of the time. That's what old Rich Paul says.
99.9% of the time, I'm going to know what's going on. The one time I didn't was the one time we all didn't, per se, know what was going on. It was a shock to everybody. Who was in it was a shock, right? I always knew the affinity that was had for AD from Nico's perspective. So the destination wasn't really a shock. The timing of it was a shock, and obviously who was involved was a shock. But you don't move mountains with everybody knowing. You can't. And so I'm glad I didn't know. And I'm glad that whoever else didn't know, because it probably wouldn't have happened if you did know.
So he admits to not knowing about the Luka AD trade?
I don't think nobody knew, man. Like, you, everybody said LeBron knew, and so, man, Luka was damn near in tears.
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, it's kind of crazy, because it's one of these things where, like, I know normally everyone's got to know the conspiracies, but it just felt like the sports world was so shocked.
Right.
I can believe if nobody knew, or as few people knew as possible, because then, like, it goes back and say, well, they started talking about it on such and such a date. It's like, yeah, but you got to keep that under wraps, because as soon as that does leak, I think that blows up the deal. Like, if you have to have as few people as possible, because look how people freaked out. If people knew about that deal and it got out,
then it would have been look what happened with this complaint.
I mean, look what happened
with all this complaining beforehand, and then maybe somebody would have backed out of it.
Yeah, and look what happened with KD, right? Like, we saw like a little leakage on that, and like, you know, now it seems like the bridge is burned with Kevin Durant. So, you know, it's I don't know, man. That's a pretty crazy one. That's a pretty crazy one. If anyone was going to know, I mean, Rich Paul is a power broker there. But here's the thing is, like, there's not many guys that Rich Paul's guys could get traded for.
Right.
That the other guy coming back is going to be obviously, like, the A side of it. You know, most trades, Anthony Davis in the league is the A side. So you're going to be like, hey, we're thinking about moving your guy. If, like, the response is, oh, we get you, Luka Doncic came back to go play with LeBron, it's like, yeah, can you really complain about that if you're Rich Paul? Because your other client's going to get Luka Doncic, you know?
Yeah, that is crazy.
But I guess, is he saying there, like, if he did know about it, it wouldn't happen. So I guess he's saying he would have freaked out and been pissed. I don't know. Because then if he did find out, he probably has to go with LeBron. And then LeBron's going to be like, excuse me? Let me get who? Hard to say.
You think LeBron, I think LeBron is one of those guys that believes in bigs. Because, you know, he had, I mean, the Chris Bosh, and, you know, he has some size. You think he would have had a problem if they told him what he felt about this?
No, because it's Luka.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, there's rarefied cases there, right? Like, certain guys where you're just like, oh, okay, then we'll do it because it's Luka.
It's Luka. Yes.
Before we get out of here, Jason Aldean is bringing his Full Throttle tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October with special guests Nate Smith, Raylan, and DJ Silver. If you guys want to go to that, caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and his Full Throttle tour. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. This is a Live Nation tour. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Kick the sharpest of rocks, you bum!
I don't know if I can do it! Are you not amazed?
Bad karmatic energy.
Marla can get the f*** out of Miami, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.